in through the back door that opened directly into their vegetable and herb garden. Being farmers, they had always grown their own fruits, herbs, and vegetables. But in the past few years, when the restrictions for Jewish people had increased on a weekly, if not daily, basis, they had become dependent on their own produce to be able to eat at all. Rachel simply couldn't fathom how Jews in the bigger cities, without the produce nature provided them with, could survive. The farmhouse had definitely seen better days, despite their mother's incessant cleaning and father's repairs. There just wasn't enough money, time, or materials to stay on top of all the repairs needed. But what could be expected from a nation at war? Their farmhands had left many years ago, either because they'd joined the Wehrmacht or because they didn't want to work for Jews anymore. Rachel sighed. Things had become so complicated. Walking into the orchard with the old apple trees, Rex, their Alsatian watchdog, greeted her with a wagging tail, and she patted him on the head, which he took as an invitation to follow her. She heard laughter and loud voices even before she saw her three younger siblings, Israel and Aaron, 10 and 7 years old, and inseparable as twins, and the birthday girl, Mindel. A smile crossed Rachel's lips. 13 years older than her, she treated Mindel more like a daughter than a sister, especially now that father was working the fields day and night, and mother had her hands full with running a household that used to have several maids, before the Nazis had come to power and changed everything. Her smile faltered when she spotted Mindel hanging precariously from one of the apple tree's branches, while her brothers were sitting comfortably a few yards up and looking down at her. "What do you think you're doing?" Rachel yelled at them. "Nothing," her three siblings replied in unison. "It doesn't look like nothing to me. Israel, you should know better than to get Mindel to climb up there. She could fall down and break her neck."
"We didn't tell her to. She wanted to follow us all by herself," Aaron defended his older brother.
"Why do we even have to drag her around? She always spoils our games."
It was Israel who complained, and Rachel had to suppress a smile. She doted on Mindel as much as she could, and had done so since her birth, but the two boys wanted to have time alone. A part of her could understand that. While they loved Mindel as much as Rachel did, although they would never admit to such a female emotion, they were boys and wanted to play wild games where a little girl would only bother them. Unfortunately, both she and mother were too occupied with the household and garden chores to constantly keep an eye on her, and thus this task had fallen on the two boys.
"You should be cleaning the cowshed, not gallivanting through the orchard and eating the apples we need to preserve for winter."
"I already finished my chores," Israel protested,
and looking at the dirt-smeared faces of all three children, it was clear that he'd enlisted the younger one's help with his chores, most probably promising apples from the tree in exchange, or some other gift he wasn't actually allowed to dole out. She sighed. Times were hard enough. Maybe they should have some fun.
"Can you at least hand me another apple for Mindel's birthday cake?"
Mindel's eyes shone with pride.
"I'm gonna be 4 tomorrow. Then you can't say I'm little anymore."
"Little, little, baby, little baby,"
came the yells from further up the tree.
"Stop teasing her," Rachel scolded them. "And now hand me an apple, but one that's nice and ripe."
Mindel tossed one down to Rachel, but Israel said,
"Not from down there. The ones up here taste much better."
Giggling, he tossed another one down to Rachel. She shook her head disapprovingly. At 17 years old, she was much too mature to participate in these kinds of shenanigans. Returning to the kitchen, she felt a wave of nostalgia wash over her. Back when she had been their age, life had been good. But that was before the Nazis came to power, when Jewish people had possessed the same rights as all other ordinary German citizens, and when the farm had still truly belonged to her parents. Over the years, things had gradually worsened for them, almost imperceptibly at first, and then faster and faster, until it was like a snowball crashing downhill. As of now, they, like so many of their fellow Jews, had lost all civilian rights and privileges. Rachel had been forced to leave school, and as her parents liked to remind her when she complained about their life, it was only thanks to living in this godforsaken place